Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'd like to welcome to the Love in Reality podcast from Love is Blind Season 8. Joey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Not too bad, man. Very, very excited to talk to you. I'm sure this has been a whirlwind, a wild ride of a roller coaster over the last few weeks since, you know, debuting on Love is Blind. But for me, I want to take the audiences back just a little bit. What kind of made you want to go on Love is Blind?
Well, I actually had never really even heard or known of the show, honestly. And I was reached out to, and they reached out to me twice, and I actually denied them both times. And then third time was a charm. And my sisters were like, you really need to give this a try. Like this, like you have fun in every situation. And they're like, just go for it. Go have fun. Go try to meet your person and see if this like works for you. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. I wasn't dating anyone. So I was like, might as well.
I love that. And so in the early stages of like entering the pods, you know, obviously you connect with Monica. We'll touch on a little bit. Was there some other connections that you made early on that kind of was like, you know, maybe kind of solidifying the process for you?
Yeah, I connected with a few people in the pods. My number two was Sarah. And then Meg was actually my number three when we connected.
Awesome. All right. So let's talk about that connection you sparked with Monica, right? Obviously leading obviously up to getting engaged, but what about her kind of made you certain that she was the one?
Yeah, definitely at first, she definitely had this like really fun, positive energy, which is something I really love in a relationship because you can kind of see I have that same energy. And so that's what I kind of look for, that really fun, extroverted energy. And I felt like on our first date, we really had that. And then my next thing is family. Family is like my number one core value. And so someone that really shows that they have care and a strong family relationship is super important. So we really connected on that level. And that's kind of like, obviously there's a lot more to that and a lot more conversations, but as simplified as I can get it, those were like really big aspects for me.
Yeah, especially like the dance moment, right? That whole entire scene was pretty awesome. And I think one of the things I love about it, let's talk about the reveal a little bit. This was kind of incredible. Yes. Obviously, it's kind of become a thing on the internet as well because of but I really, like, I love your personality. I love how vibrant you, it's just like kind of different from other people that we've seen in this show in the past. And you're very much a just outgoing person. So talk to me about the reveal. Talk to me about like leading up to the moment before the doors open, what that was going through. And then of course, ultimately the reveal in itself.
It was so wild. Like the reveal was, and so fun. Like I was like, I mean, leading up to it, I just had no idea because I hadn't even really watched the show. And so my producer was like, you should watch the show so you know what you're getting into before. And I was like, no, I'm a in the moment type of person. And I want it to just be me the entire time. I want it to just show who I am, my genuine personality. So I really didn't know much going into it. So I was just taking it all in. And when those doors opened and everything was just happening, it was just like, I just was experiencing as it was happening, and it was so fun and so much energy. And it was like when you're a kid and you experience like something brand new in your life that you're like, wow, that was really fun. That's what it felt like nothing. And you never get to experience that really as an adult much anymore. So it was like mind blowing. You were just like so many emotions and so many things hitting you at once. It was just so fun. Like that was probably one of my favorite moments of the whole show. And it was just us being us, which is what I really loved about it. And watching it back, it was so cool. It was like the coolest thing.
And obviously that reception from it, that's been really cool to see as well, right?
Yeah, it was so cool.
As we kind of shift to what I call the quote unquote honeymoon faves to like Honduras. What was that trip for like for you? Because obviously you're basing off of what you had in the pods and trying to develop what you started with Monica in the pods, moving it to Honduras. What's that kind of like? Do you feel like pressure? What was the entire atmosphere and stuff like that as you're developing that further?
Yeah, honestly, like right at first, it's just really weird because you know this person well, but then you also don't, because every experience you've ever had in life, you meet someone in person first, you physically interact with them, and then you learn about their depth, how their mind works. And in that situation, you know how their mind works, but you don't know their social interaction, their social cues, their kind of learning that whole physical vibe with that person. So it is definitely weird at first, but I loved it because as time went on, we just really, in my opinion, like really meshed really well in Honduras and really kind of formulated a stronger bond and had fun too. Because I always think it's important in a relationship to me to have fun, but also had depth. And in Honduras, we had a lot of great serious conversations, but also had fun at the same time, which was so important to me.
How essential to the process is it? Like, obviously, the noise comes, right? We know that in the process, the noise comes, but to have the pods and have the trip, how important is it, do you think, of the foundation of not just the show, but of you guys' relationship for viewers to see? Like, how important do you think that is to build that process and then move into the next phase?
Yeah, I think like when we're talking about this whole experience, it's obviously like a reverse of dating. You meet someone, then you learn it. Then you learn the depth, their mind. With this way, I think it's like super important to have that time alone, because if you went right into moving in together, meeting people's friends and families, you wouldn't have that experience to actually like enjoy and experience what that physical connection looks like and how to relate to each other in that sense. So I think it's super important to have that phase.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Obviously, we love funny, goofy Joey, right? We all love that. I love that element of you. But I think one of the more profound moments of you being on the show so far is talking about your prior OCD habit, right? You know what I mean? And getting over that. I want to kind of talk a little bit about that and just kind of getting over that. Because to me, this is like one of those stories you take from the show, and it's like somebody can hear this story and grow from this story and maybe even overcome it. So I think it's, again, I love Lighthearted Joey, but also take me behind a little bit about that and overcoming that journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say that is one of the scenes that has gotten so much attention. I've had hundreds of people DM me and say like how cool it was to see that played out and how supported they felt and heard they felt in that moment. So really, really cool. I'll kind of take you back a little bit. So I come from, you guys kind of understand on the show, I think, that I come from a pretty difficult background. My sister had cerebral palsy. We lived in and out of hospitals. My life was very chaotic. Kind of worked very financially well as well. So we had a very difficult life. And so me at a young age, I think OCD developed as a way to control the uncontrollable. Just you don't really understand how to manage anxiety as a young kid. And so this kind of moves in, I believe, to just kind of, okay, this anxiety exists. I don't know what's going on. So why don't we figure out these different things to kind of help mend the mind, per se. And so I think that's why it really developed. And really, as time went on, like I saw a psychologist for it, as you kind of see in that scene, they wanted to put me on meds. And I was like, I don't want to do this. I want to see if I can get this on my own, because I don't want to rely on medication to completely control this. Because you do understand it's abnormal, having OCD, you get it. It's just this drive to continue to do these compulsions. And when you resolve those compulsions, you get anxiety relief. And so I really wanted to try to force to do that on my own. And so that's what brought me to exposure therapy. And as you can kind of see, everything is like numbered. So that's how the amount of times you do things is what kind of helps resolve the anxiety. And it's way more complex than that, but I won't dive into it. It would take too long to dive into it. But if you, as I exposed myself to like the opposite of what my mind was telling me, slowly and slowly, it became to get better and better. And you started to realize, oh, I can resolve this anxiety and I don't need to have it. Now, I will say it is always kind of a part of you that always, it doesn't really ever completely go away. But one of the biggest things I say to people is, although it's a part of you, it does not define you as a person. And I think that's one of the coolest things you can take away from that message.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. It's one of the first things I know I wanted to chat with you about, because I thought it was such a profound moment for you. And I felt like it was such a raw moment for you, coming from everything that we had seen from you up to that moment as well. And again, but get back to the personality side of things. Obviously, we go to meet Monica's family. Obviously, it's a wild, crazy thing. But the jam sesh there, I love the fact that you just hunker down and go right. You know what? I'm taking part. You know what I mean? Like, why not? Right?
Yeah, I loved it. I got in there and I was like, hell yeah, this is what I love. Because I love, and you see me say it on there, I love like quirky, fun things that families have. I think that's really a big thing that like shows that that family vibes and meshes together and has love, because they have something like different. And my families have the same kind of similar things. And so when that happened, I was just like, hell yeah, let's go, let's do this.
And then obviously on the flip side of that, we have the whole soft bin situation. I'll tell you what, when I first watched the episode, when she said it, right, I was like, what did she say? I'm sitting there watching with my wife and we like rewound it a little bit. And I was like, did she say a sock bin, a community sock bin? And I asked my wife, I was like, can we get a community sock bin? And I don't think it's going to work out for us. But
I wonder why.
But just those little things, right, kind of bring a reality, fun aspect of learning about a significant other, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was fun. And you do have to understand too, being OCD, like learning about that, you're like, what? Can I handle this? And then you get in that moment and you're like, okay, this is funny.
Right? Could this be the straw that just breaks it all down? You know what I mean? What was the cause of everything going backwards? You know what I mean? We're going to point to the sock bin, but no, I'm kidding. Obviously, in the most recent batch, we did see kind of, in my opinion, kind of the first hiccup we see on screen. Obviously, yes. With her sister kind of being a little bit combative of that. Take us behind what's going through your mind and trying to process that entire thing.
Yeah, that was a little bit tough for me, because and not so much like the acceptance portion. But so for me, Monica and I connected super well in the pods about our sisters. Because I am very, very close with my sisters. I consider them my best friends. And we talk almost every single day. Monica kind of described her situation the same. And she's like, my sister is my best friend. And so we really bonded on that. And for me, I understand there can be broken families. I come from a broken family. There can be complications in the family. So I understood that aspect. But when I saw their relationship, it was so much different in comparison to what I had thought it would be in the pods. And so I was just kind of trying to analyze the whole situation and be like, okay, what is the dynamic here? And also, you know, hearing that and kind of seeing that there was like a lack of approval there was tough, because for me, it's family is my number one value. So being accepted in by the family is extremely important to me. And it's especially when it's your best friend, and how that person was described as a best friend to her. So it was tough. It was tough.
Yeah. And especially coming from a short window, we know approvals in this environment can really tell the tale to the final product, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. So first off, final question here. What is something that Joey himself learned about his time on Love is Blind?
Honestly, the biggest thing, because, and I talk a little bit about this, but vulnerability was difficult for me when I was kind of in my later 20s, real early 30s, just because of my past difficulties in life. It was hard to share everything. And to my fault, like I was blocking it off. And so I went through therapy and went through all that. And this was kind of like a really big moment where you have to be vulnerable with everyone. And you have to go in there and really, because you're trying to find your person, you're trying to get married and find your wife, like you have to be vulnerable. And so that was the biggest takeaway for me, was that I can be vulnerable. Like I can get out there, I can really display myself and really show who Joey is, and then just show the depth of Joey and be comfortable doing that. And so that, and not just to a person, but to the world, which is like a crazy cool thing now looking back. Like I think that's the coolest takeaway from it, for sure, for me.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.